It was to be the party of the year, given by the prestigious fashion company Louis Vuitton on Prague's most famous landmark, Charles Bridge. However, the idea that Charles Bridge, considered a national treasure, should be closed to the public for 2 days because of a private party has elicited so much criticism that city councillors have had to step in and lay down strict new rules pertaining to the 2-day lease. Daniela Lazarova has the story.
Louis Vuitton had big plans for Charles Bridge, a fashion show and a private party featuring the American pop star Madonna. The famous Gothic bridge dating back to the 14th century seemed the perfect setting, and the company received all the necessary permits needed to organize the event, including the green light from Prague One mayor Vladimir Vihan. However, Mr. Vihan, who said he thought the event would bring the Czech capital excellent publicity, clearly underestimated what Charles Bridge means to Czechs. News that it was to be closed to the public for 2 days elicited a storm of criticism from the public, from the media, from a number of senators, and last but not least, from many Prague councillors who said they had not been informed about the decision. Too much fuss about a 2-day party? Richard Beagle from the Club for Ancient Prague explains that for most Czechs, Charles Bridge is almost sacred ground.
What's interesting for me is the direction of the public. People in Prague, or almost in Czech Republic, take the Charles Bridge as something almost sacral, something like a symbol of nation, of city. And I think that they understand the rent of Charles Bridge as a rent of cathedral, something like this. So it could be rent for some culture action or something like this, but no for a business, for a party, or for something like that. I think that it's really unique, and it was something for me, something very astonished that they wanted to rent it some private business party.
The mayor of Prague, Pavel Bem, entered the dispute, promising that Charles Bridge would not be closed to the public for so much as an hour, and that every precaution would be taken to prevent it being damaged. Jiří Wolf is the town hall spokesman.
Tak ten záměr zviditelnit Prahu a historické památky hlavního města Prahy, ten samozřejmě trvá.
Of course you understand that this would give Prague excellent publicity. But at a meeting of city councillors on Tuesday, it was agreed that certain conditions would have to be met. Primarily, the bridge must not be closed down altogether for any length of time. Secondly, that we would have a surveillance team on the spot throughout to make sure the bridge isn't damaged. And thirdly, that the event should not last longer than 1 day. The problem is that we had no rules about this in the past, which is something we're going to correct right away. Produce a set of rules relating to the potential lease of any Prague landmark.
Louis Vuitton has been offered alternate locations where it would not be restricted in its plans. Either that, or it must accept the tough new conditions laid out.